All right, we're back. Top of the hour. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my guest for the day and co-pilot, Mike Chambers. You want to take a call, Mike?
Certainly. Let's do it.
All right. Let's go to Betty in North Carolina. Betty, you're on with Michael and Mike. Go ahead. Hello,
Hello.
Betty.
Yes.
Hi.
Hi there. I'm on my old kick of feeling as though I'm a citizen who's empowered by the fact that the sheriff has authority in my local county. And I'm finding the Jack Lambs not adequate. I'm, you know, searching out information as best I can. And the idea of networking becomes a problem. I kind of wish there was a website that would not only provide the information but be a place where people could maybe contribute their talents and ideas to try and make networking a little easier. So I don't really have anything to add to that except to say I'm looking to you guys to give us some leadership. And thanking you for all the leadership you already give us.
Well, we appreciate that, Betty. But a quick question. You're saying that Jack McLam isn't doing enough. Is that what you said?
Well, you know, I've read his stuff. And I don't know how to say it. So far as sharing and getting historically background material and then the very pertinent threat to the authority of the sheriff, you know, with all the other regional training that they're doing, Blackwater training, etc.
Right.
I think all those things are threats right down to my power as a citizen.
Right. No, and I understand what you're saying. Let me say this about Jack McLam. I have to say that Jack McLam does a lot of work behind the scenes. Jack McLam did talk to, on more than one occasion, Sheriff Prozo up in Plainfield, New Hampshire. John Satmiller and I had a physical sit-down visit with Sheriff Prozo. Jack McLam is getting up there. He's a bit older. John Statmiller's been after him to update his book. He's so inundated with emails and work that he does. He does a number of different shows, and he's on different networks. But as far as the sheriff's department per se goes, yes, they are basically melding these sheriff's departments into the federalized police, if you will. And it's becoming more and more difficult. I'm not even sure whether these elected sheriffs know what their authority actually is anymore. And it is.
I went to my own, and he doesn't seem to.
No, Sheriff Prozo doesn't either. I mean, Sheriff Prozo reminded me. He was a nice guy, by the way. I mean, he was nice to us. But he reminded me of simply a mainstream, propagandized, controlled mannequin, if you will, that is being told what to do, told what to say, told when to get into a situation, when to stay out of a situation. Because if we recall back in on June 7th, was it, Mike, that this raid came down, Sheriff Prozo was conveniently fishing over that weekend.
Exactly, yeah, he's always gone fishing.
And it wasn't in the weekend, it was during the week. I think it was on a Tuesday, if I remember correctly. So he went fishing during the week, yeah. So Betty, yes, I do understand where you're coming from, and it's a very difficult problem to try to entertain. Now, you had mentioned a website that you would want to do what specifically?
Well, to give the arguments for the authority and to give the threats, you know, of the regional takeovers and to give people an opportunity to go in and say what they might, ideas they might come up with or resources they might go to. And the last thing is, I think the deceit that was used in the Ed Brown thing was far worse than what they did to pour the gasoline on top of Gordon Call. I would rather see the gasoline poured on Gordon Call than the deceit that was done to Brown, Ed Brown. That's my own response.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, Betty.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Yeah. I think I know where she's going with that. And the fact is that, you know, as we know, Mike, well, we got a break coming up. I'll continue with this thought after the break. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my silent guest, Mike Chambers. I'll let you talk after the break, Mike. All right. We'll be back in three. All right.
Thanks. The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
We're back. Michael Herzog, the American Wing. And I'll finish that. Come a little bit closer and hear what Mike Chambers has to say, because he hasn't said anything for a half an hour. but anyway, phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Let's take another call, Mike. You want to?
Okay, please.
All right, let's let George from Florida talk for a while. Go ahead, George.
How you doing, Mr. Herzog?
Doing fine. How are you?
Yes, I'm sitting there. I was watching WorldNet Daily this morning, and I noticed a story got killed as fast as it went up, and that was another border standoff between Texas lawmen and Border Patrol between the Mexican military and the drug smugglers.
Really?
Coming in over our borders.
And it went up on television and then went down, or went up on a journalistic report?
On our WorldNet Daily.
Well, okay, WorldNet Daily. That's Jerome Corsi's paper. Okay, so it went up there and they reported it and then they pulled it down. That was this morning, George?
Yes, but I got a video report. I want to post it on your Republic Broadcasting's MySpace page in the comment section.
Uh-huh.
So just to get you. But anyway, about that last call talking about Jack McLam, I did call Jack McLam about a couple weeks ago because I handed citizen rule books to a few of the police officers were very gracious in accepting them. But yet one police officer says, yes, he loves his book because it has the documents and all that stuff. But he says he would like to see, because, you know, when you pass out these citizen rule books to police officers, they feel like the us against them because it's like a citizen's rule book. He said it would be nice if we had a rule book for peace officers that has the same documents in it, but have like the certain creeds and codes of law enforcement and how the Constitution, how they fall, how their role is with the Constitution.
Right. No, and I agree with you there, and I know John Stadtmiller has been he's brought that subject up to Jack McLam on a number of different occasions, and as I mentioned to the last caller, Betty, that Jack is. He's getting up there, and his health isn't that good. And, I don't know, he's busy doing what he does. I don't know that he has enough time to do it. And I'm in your corner, George. I think that he should, and he's the man to do it because he's the man knowledgeable enough to do it. It's just getting him to do it, because that's a heavy undertaking to revamp that entire thing and to update it with all the new pertinent stuff that's in there. Mike, you want to comment on that?
Yeah, there's two things. One, it's time. And two, it's money. All of this stuff costs money. And, two great ideas, like a central site where you could get all the information, but you'd have to have a staff of people spend weeks, if not months, going through information just to determine what's real and what's not, because there's a lot of information out there that a lot of people say is the gospel truth, but when you spend time studying through it, it's a load of junk.
Mm-hmm.
So you would have to, have an entire group of people do the due diligence on all of this stuff. And at the same time, you've got the cost of hosting a site, the bandwidth, those issues that are there as well. And in the case of a new set of rule books, if they want the exact same documents that are in the Citizens Rule Book now, all that takes is somebody to design a cover. George, there's your weekend project.
Jack McLam, ABET Police Newsletter and is operating in Vampire Guild, or as I think he should be annexed. Because there's a lot of things that happened between 2000 and today.
Right.
But I believe that, like I say, but all these publications were he got a lot of responses because it was by his peers. And this is a book that should be put together by the peers of law enforcement who are in this field, who know where the proper, like Sheriff Mack, that's a peer, to help put this little rule book together that we can pass out and say, this is something that was built made by your peers for you.
Well, I agree with you. Unfortunately, I'm not. I don't have the ability to do it. And Jack is the only one I know, or Officer Mack, that would be two guys that would be able to do it. But it's getting them to do it with their other busy schedule. And I want to add a little bit, Mike, on the website issue. I have a website, and a lot of the listeners, and I'm sure most of the listeners at one point or another, have gone in and touched on the website. And I maintain it myself, and it is time consuming.
Sure it is.
There is an expense involved, and you have to stay on top of it. A lot of times you'll go in there and you won't see any brand new news in there for days, and it's only because I haven't been able to get to it, and I have to go research to find it, and I have other things to do. We can't, and I know you'll agree with me, Mike, George, we can't do it all. We can, and we have no control over what Jack McLam does or how busy his scheduler is or what he can. All we can do is basically lead the horse to water. We can't make him drink,
That's why I'm saying, Michael, if you see something that needs done, do it. I mean, don't wait for instructions. Don't wait for somebody else. Just get her done. We're at that point now, to where if you see a hole in the boat, go plug it.
Right. All right. Well, thanks for the call, George. Appreciate it. Okay. As they continue to ratchet the heat up on us, and I'll tell you what, Mike, I've been reading some articles lately. I think I might even save some of them, in case I had some time to fill today. On this, these people are absolutely psychopathic. These people in this administration, and we know they're mid-level, minions or puppets or whatever. George Bush is one of them. The guy's a fool, okay? But if you understand, and for the new listeners, when the paradigm shift comes down and you realize that these people, right or left, Democrat, Republican, or either one, they're both working for the same people. They're both controlled by the same people. And once you get that through your head, like a lot of these listeners out here have, it all starts to make sense. As long as they have you kept locked in this left-right paradigm, you think the Republicans are going to save you or the Democrats are going to save you, they've got you right where they want you. And, I see some of these articles coming out here now. Bush stands right up and says that, there's going to be World War III if, Iran obtains a nuke. And Putin and China's both stepped up to the plate and said, you don't want to do that. You want to do that? Okay. These people have to be absolutely insane to
Mike,
think
it's further than that. This is what they want. They want World War III. World War III is good for business.
World
it's good
War
for profits. It,
well, how are you? Well, wait a minute. When we talk about business, and I don't care whether it's public trade or free trade or whatever it is, if there's nobody breathing air to do a trade at all, Mike, you know, how could that be good for business unless they've totally built an underground miles below the earth that they're going to have a brand new society, which, you know, I've heard rumor of that as well.
Well, in the end, Michael, their goal is to kill 80% of us off anyway. So in the meantime, you have the military-industrial complex that benefits, because let's be honest, fighting insurgents in Iraq, that isn't great for profits, because all you're doing is making bullets. You got to have a big war because you need planes and bombers and ships. That's where these people really make a lot of money. I mean, and the fact that Bush says, you know, Iran is allowed nuclear power, it'll be World War III. If Bush launches missiles into Iran, there will be World War III. And he laughs the entire time. These people are psychotic. And they want us dead in the end, but they're gonna pick up as much power as they can along the way until they can make that happen.
Yeah, but my next question would be then, what apartment complex are they located in to think that they're gonna launch, I mean, destroy the planet basically with depleted uranium, ruin the environment, ruin the water, poison the water, poison all of the resources, pollute the air to a point where it's probably unbreathable, and they think that they're gonna be walking around in a utopian society?
That's an interesting question because I don't have an answer to it because it is patently.
We could have scored one then. No.
Yeah. No. I mean because it is insanity. I mean the whole idea of a nuclear war is absolute insanity.
Well, right, and so you know, and I listened to these fringe comments by some of these people, and you know, David Icke, for example, or John Lear, some of these people that walk a little bit outside of the edge, and they start talking about underground tunnels and so forth. Well, you know, I'm an objective person; I don't believe or disbelieve it. Okay, John Lear was talking about moon bases and Mars bases, and if you start talking, you start looking at this in the capacity that these people, they're either psychopathic. That they actually think they're going to live through something like this or have a desirable environment after something like this, or, and please don't think I'm a whackball for saying this, folks, but, or maybe they know something we don't know. Maybe there is underground cities under there. Maybe there is a moon base and a Mars base, and maybe they have atmosphere. Because anything other than that is total insanity.
Yeah,
Am I getting wacky yet, Mike?
No. I mean, these are serious questions that do need answered. I mean, what do these people plan to do in the event of all an out and out war? I mean, obviously, you know, there's got to be somebody with some sense somewhere that says, okay, well, if we do this, then we're going to have to have a place to go. I mean, you know, you talk about life extension technologies and other things like that. I wouldn't be surprised if there are underground cities built.
Right,
I mean, salt,
yeah.
you know, abandoned salt mines would be the perfect place, you know, for that type of thing. And they're all
right
over the world.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got one guy in there that does have some semblance of brains, and that's Bob Gates. Because, you know, I've got a guest comes up on my show every week, Jim Kerwin, who writes for Rents.com and a couple other places. And he had mentioned some, I don't remember whether it was an executive order or presidential, something, okay? There was some order that was made in June of 2001 that gave the authority to launch an attack to the Secretary of Defense. And Bob Gates is the Secretary of Defense now.
Right.
Rumsfeld used to be, okay? And I guess they're in a real shouting match between him and Cheney now because Cheney wants, you know, he wants the bombs to fall on Iran immediately, and Gates has stood up to plate and said, no, I don't think that's a good idea. And Gates is the one ultimately by this order that has the power. So, you know, it's interesting. And then there's another possibility. And you know, as I look at this and being objective, and I'm not the be-all and end-all, I don't claim to have all the answers, but I'm looking at this from a critical thinking standpoint. I'm saying, you know, Is it just posing? Is it all a charade? Is this simply fear-mongering and they're all buddies behind the table on closed doors and they're laughing at us because we're so stupid and it's all to control us and get us into the point, you know, the place where they want us and none of this is really happening?
Well, Carl Rove made a comment that they create the reality. So that reasoning is in my opinion sound. I mean, why wouldn't that be possible? That this is all just an elaborate psychological operation to scare the heck out of everybody into, you know, give everybody all your liberties. Keep us safe, please, whatever the cost.
Yeah, give us our liberties, keep us safe, take all our money and our pension funds, and take our houses away from us and let us live in prison camps. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, the American Ranking, with my guest who spoke this time, Mike Chambers. See you in three.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona, with my sometimes silent guest, Mike Chambers. Short segment coming up at the bottom of the hour. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And let's go to Marvin. I believe he's in New Mexico. Marvin, is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Listen, you're absolutely right. These people are crazy. But you know what? Neville Shute in 1957 wrote about it in On the Beach, and he tells you exactly what's going to happen.
Okay, so you read the book.
Yeah, years ago.
Okay, well, then, Marvin, okay, then give us a little prelude. I mean, what's going to happen so I don't have to read the book? What does Neville say is going to happen?
Well, he says, first of all, it was an accidental nuclear war. And the people who are left are in Australia and New Zealand.
What about the people that started it? Where are they?
They're gone. They didn't plan for anything.
They went to Australia and New Zealand.
Well, those that are left, yeah. Those that were left, yeah. But it's a novel, of course, but, you know, that's exactly what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
When you have the world war that is a nuclear war, there's not many people left.
Well, yeah, but I mean, I don't know that, you know, they seem to be so smart and they have all these think tanks and so forth,
now,
but
they're not
taking into consideration.
They're not that smart. Jeez, come on. They're stupid people. They're psychologically demented people.
Yeah, but there's 30, 40, 50 of them in the think tank here, okay?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I'm trying to give them a little bit of credit. And I mean, if George Bush is the best they got to offer, then I'm totally going to agree with you, okay?
Well, that's it. There you go.
Yeah. But the thing we're forgetting here is that both sides play off the same script.
I'm sorry, say again?
I said both sides play off of the same script.
Yeah, that's true. They all do. Yeah.
So the whole thing in the end, whether it's accidental or not, is again scripted.
Yeah, I think you could say that. Sure. Yeah. See, Neville Shute says it was accidental. I'm not saying that it will be accidental, but that was the premise of his book, was that the nuclear holocaust was created by an accident. And I'm not. I don't remember exactly.
I don't know how that could happen. I mean, Bob, I think I hit that button by accident. I think I launched. I don't see how nuclear war can be an accident. I'm not going to dispute Neville, but I don't see how nuclear war would.
Well,
be
Well, no,
an accident.
Mike, he did say it was a novel. So
yeah, novel. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. All right. Hey, yeah, great point. All right. Well, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. Okay. Anything else you got to add?
No.
Did he go?
I think he's gone.
All right. Well, as the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, and Jake is on the line from, it doesn't say, oh, it's Jake is in L.A. or Louisiana, one or the other. Jake, you with us?
Louisiana, Mike and Mike.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm thinking about this problem we have with radiation now. The depleted uranium is not depleted. It's a very mean little alpha emitter that winds up being tiny microscopic balloons that we can breathe and can go through our skin and kill us all. The fact that the United States is doing this on purpose led me to reconsider exactly what you're talking about. Who benefits? Who survives this nonsense? Nothing we know of on Earth can survive it, at least not mammalian or the creatures we know of. Which leads me to a crazy thought that keeps recurring to me. The only people that are the only creatures that would benefit by a radioactive Earth with no humans on it would be some sort of creature like a roach that is not affected by radiation and could prosper in the aftermath of a nuclear war.
Well, maybe
I'll leave it up to you to decide where these creatures come from and what they do. It's just an interesting thought.
When he talks about that, I immediately get the vision of the movie Starship Troopers.
But also, you know, we've heard David Icke's theory on shape-shifting. Maybe they shape-shift into cockroaches. I mean, that's a possibility.
There's a movie called They Live.
Oh, yeah.
Very old. And I can remember the first time I saw it, I got chills up and down my spine the whole time I watched it. And I considered it science fiction. But the more I think about it, the more I consider it a possibility.
Well, you know, Jake, in all honesty, now that you bring that up, I've seen that movie about four or five times. Matter of fact, I used to use that movie when I would, you know, go out on a date. You know, I would when I was single, I used to use that movie to lure unsuspecting women into my house, you see. But at any rate, you know, that it's food for thought. Mike, have you seen that movie?
I have not.
Oh, I'm telling you, if you haven't seen that movie, go down and rent that movie, because David Icke's theory about the shape-shifting reptilians, it is under that premise. Now, I'm not going to give the storyline away, but I saw that movie, and just like Jake, I had a chill run up my spine, because it's a metaphor for really what's going on here. And whether you believe in shapeshifters, or whether you believe in, you know, whether it's the Jesuits or whoever, you know, is running this thing, the Luciferians, the Zionists, you know, there's a lot of different speculation on a number of different. I've got my theory, and I just soon reserve that. But at any rate, okay, the bottom line is it's a great metaphor for the fact that whoever we see in the illusion of power is not in control. They are being controlled by something else. And, Jake, I want to appreciate that. I appreciate that thought. For anybody out there who has not seen the movie They Live, definitely go down to the video store and rent it. It is a great metaphor. Thanks for the call, Jake. Do you have anything else?
Thank you. No, I think about, and the more I think about it, the more I consider it more than possible, maybe even probable.
Well, you know what? If you see somebody shapeshift in your town, you give me a call right away.
I'll call you immediately and try to record it on film if I can.
All right.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'll tell you what. Before you leave, Jake, there is a video that I watched online. It was about 6 months ago or so. and it's called, and for those of you listening, write it down. Now, I'm not saying it's true or not, but I thought it was very interesting, and it falls into the same premise. It's called The Brandon Corey Story, C-O-R-E-Y. And you want to, you know, all you have to do is Google that. I believe it's on either Google or Google Video or YouTube. And that, again, it's a bone-chilling, real tale. Okay, it's not.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
Of the American Awakening coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And, you know, Mike, let's step out the side of the box. You know, the caller that called in, Jake, you know, maybe, just maybe, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't. I'm just saying that maybe these people do know something that we don't know, because anybody that would be insane enough knowing, I don't know how old you are, but, you know, going back in the 60s, I remember them playing all those games with us, you know, back when I was in the fifth, sixth grade, you know, duck and cover.
Right.
And all of a sudden you'd hear the siren go off and you'd be duck under your desk for 15 minutes. And I remember sitting under the thing, what in the world am I doing down here? You know, and this was this big thing about nuclear war and all this stuff about, you know, what could happen to you and the radiation and, you know, and I thought to myself, with what they had shown us in movies, you know, as far as a nuclear blast, that desk isn't going to help me.
Right.
That school isn't going to help me. And then you've got all these clowns up there in office talking about, well, you know, depleted uranium. I think there was a report, the RAND Corporation or NIST, it was one of those think tanks that come out and said, well, you know, a depleted uranium's not that bad. They had it worded in such a way you might as well put it on your pancakes in the morning. You know, and these guys up at the top, they either are so psychopathic that they believe this garbage. They didn't go back and read, you know, the history of what nuclear weapons do, or they know something that we don't know. Now, which side of that theory do you want to go with?
Well, what would it be that we don't know? Would that be that they have a place to go, either on this planet or off this planet? And do they have the appropriate vehicles for that? There's always reports of a lot of crazy stuff out at Area 51.
Well, according to John Lear, they do. According to John Lear, okay, they have had interstellar travel for, I believe it's 40, 50 years, and the space program as we know it is a cover. Okay. So, and then you look at what they're talking about and what they, you know, looks like could be a distinct possibility. And being objective and open-minded, you have to look at that without as big a grain of salt as you would ordinarily. And again, right. You know, I don't want to go here and say, oh, yeah, there's flying saucers running around all over the place, and there's, you know, there's moon bases, and there's this and that and the other thing. I don't know, but there are people that say there are, and there are many credible people that say there are, and these people have to be totally insane to be talking about what they're talking about, or they have to know something we don't know. There is no in-between, Mike.
Well, there could be both. I mean, they could be totally insane with a plan. You know, because, I mean, it's just a mass insanity, you know, to destroy a planet, and essentially that's what we would be doing. But if they're looking, you know, if they're looking to get out, then... you know, they've got their ticket, and I guess their bags are packed and waiting. But, you know, what about the, you know, what about us, and what do we do to stop that? I mean, because that, you know, it is, in the end, us against them. And, you know, if nothing else, if they're going to destroy the place, then I darn well want to keep them here.
I want to bring them to justice. But I'll tell you what, the answer has just come on board. Let's go to Ed, New Jersey. Ed, you're on with Mike. Go ahead. Ed, give us the answer.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call. You were talking about videos and movies. One that I really like and about the conspiracy is The Brotherhood of the Bell, starring Glenn Ford and Rosemary Forsythe, Reese Evans, the famous Shakespearean actor, and Dean Jagger. I don't know if anybody saw it, but this movie is really hair-raising. About it should have been called The Brotherhood of the Illuminati, because it's about as close as you can get. And I found out that Glenn Ford's son said that Glenn Ford considered one of the best movies he made, and he really liked that movie.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you bring that up, because I've heard that before, Ed. Now, I don't know. You know, I just got Mike informed me during the break that in the chat it came up that this movie They Live is actually on Google Video. So you can Google it, or, you know, YouTube or whatever it is, and you can watch it right online. And I would strongly recommend you do. And if Brotherhood of the Bell is on there. Now, that movie, correct me if I'm wrong, Ed, that was made right around the late 50s, early 60s, wasn't it?
Somewhere around the 60s, I think. Somewhere around there. It was a Turner production, if I remember right. I have a copy of it. Excellent. And Glenn Ford, I think he should have got an Academy Award for that. He really is dramatic.
Didn't Turner recolor?
Is this the one you're talking about starring Piper?
Oh, Rowdy Roddy Piper, yes.
Okay.
You're talking about They Live?
Yeah, I saw it. Yes, it's really hair-raising. It starts out slow, but it really gets going. It's really
right. Slow. About midway through the movie is where it starts getting good, because you just kind of got to piece it together, and it's kind of a B movie. It's not, you know, a big budget film.
Yeah, that Roddy Piper was a wrestler, as you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I just wanted to tell you about the audience about the Brotherhood of Bell. That is a great movie. I showed it to my daughter. She couldn't take it too much. You know, there, because she thought it was a little too dramatic, but I told her it's based on the true story of what's going on in the conspiracy, the Illuminati. Okay,
yeah,
thank you very much.
Yeah, hey, thank you so much for the call, Ed. I appreciate it. Okay, Mike, you want to take another one?
Sure, keep them coming.
All right, let's go to Bill in Idaho. Bill's got the answer. Go ahead, Bill.
Good afternoon. Thanks for everything you do for the Republic, both of you. Possibly some good news. We might have a real resource in Elijah Cummings' office, and I'm hoping you're going to be able to make direct contact with him, Mr. Herzog, in regard to Eric Schein. Hello?
Okay. I know that you had mentioned something about Eric Schein and his, you know, perils with Charles Giuliani. And Bill,
you haven't
been
in touch with Mr. Giuliani in regard to that.
Oh, I talked to Charles, and he had mentioned the possibility of me coming up on the show. But as far as Eric Schein, I haven't had him on my show. I haven't been following that. Okay.
If you are in communication with him, because they've got my system pretty well scrambled up, I'm going to leave the number for him at the and name a number of this contact person in Eliza Cummings' office. He seems particularly interested in trying to help Eric. Apparently, it's a very time-dependent thing. And you could somehow send a flare-up for Giuliani so he's aware and can be directly in touch. I'll leave the information with your engineer.
Okay, thank you, Bill. I appreciate the call. All right, let's go to Mike in Maryland. Mike, you're on with Mike and Mike. So we've got three mics in a row. Go
Mike
ahead.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Really great show, as always. I want to talk about movies for a minute because it's kind of prescient about some of the issues that we're talking about. But I want to mention, Shirley, you're talking earlier about confiscation of kids. If you go to www.freeourkids.com, you got some really heart-wrenching stories about innocent people who have had their children taken away from them and how it's used as a moneymaker by the state because the lawyers, the judges, they all get a cut on it.
Right, I'm very familiar with that. And what this school system, I think you're alluding to my wife's situation with her son, and what this school system is not aware of is that she doesn't fall under the same guidelines of CPS as American citizens do. In other words, she has the option, and by the way, I have to say, she is thinking real serious about, she has the option of just pulling the plug and just saying, you know what, goodbye. And take him out because I had, like I said earlier in the show, she is absolutely disgusted with this system. And you know, I can't blame her.
Sure.
And you know, when I met Lindsay, which was back in late 2003, I believe. You know, I didn't have a clue either. I was just another dumb, mind-numbed American watching Fox News at night and didn't have a clue what was going on. And it's only since I woke up to this, shared it with her, and we've, you know, got our radar on, if you will, that we see all this stuff unfolding. So, yeah, I appreciate the input. And for it's www.freeourkids.com, right?
Yes. Really good. Yeah. It gets a heart-wrenching story on there. But and I wish you all the best of luck. Basically, as far as the immigration goes, they don't want white Europeans to come here. They don't want educated people. They want third worlders to bring down the system of everybody else. But I want to talk about movies because I'm a big movie buff. Brotherhood of the Bell was a made-for-TV movie. It came out in 1969 or 1970, and it was about this guy who was introduced to a secret society in college, and where, you know, everybody told him everything would work out right for him. He'd get all these connections and be rich and get hooked up with all these cool things. And everything went right for him. Everything was going cool, you know, great career, great money, a hot wife and everything. And then, and like I said, it's been a long time since I've seen the bloody thing, but somewhere along the way, the guy had a conscience and they asked him to do something that he didn't want to do. And lo and behold, his stock market portfolio crashed, he lost his job, his wife divorced him. I mean, this guy hit the skids just almost overnight. And I forget what it was that he wouldn't do. But it was against his conscience. And he tried to go on the talk show circuit. He went on kind of like a Joe Pine-type talk show. I don't know if you remember him or not, who would ridicule people. So he was trying to expose the secret society, and nobody would believe him, at least at first. But I don't remember how the movie ends. I would like to see that movie again. But
I was gonna watch it, Mike, but you just took the plot away from me. I'll tell you. No, I'm just kidding you. Do you know? Is it online? Can you watch it online? You have to go to a video store or what?
I don't know. I mean, I guess I'm not sure how it ends, so it didn't really give away the ending. But it's a good movie. But you may be able to. But another good movie is called No Blade of Grass, and Cornel Wilde produced it. He may have written the screenplay or directed it too, but it takes place, and this came out in 1969, I think, and basically it takes place in England where there's this horrible drought, and then this huge famine sweeps across Western Europe and England, and it concerns this one family who are trying to escape London, and they want to go to this refuge in Scotland. And there's like, they have to fight off all kinds of people that are trying to kill them, everything from biker gangs to people that try to waylay them. And it's kind of a grade B movie. There are a couple of cheesy scenes in the movie. I would like to read the book. But the movie is pretty good because I think it presents a fairly realistic scenario of what could happen when the, you know, what hits the fan. But it's called No Blade of Grass, and it's a pretty good movie. I think personally we're headed towards kind of something like a rollerball scenario, where we're, well, just do away with the pretense of even having an elected government, and they'll turn Congress into a museum, and the corporations will just rule us directly and just lord it over us, and you'll swear allegiance to your corporation and sing the your corporate song, you know. And I think it's probably where, you know, we'll just go to direct fascism eventually.
Yeah, that's a possibility. Well, appreciate the call. Sounds like you were in front of your TV quite a bit in 1969, Mike.
Probably a little bit too much, you know.
Have you thrown it out yet, your TV?
Well, I mean, I watch it some. I watch Lou Dobbs as far as news goes, and I watch the military channel sometimes, but that's about it.
Okay.
But I'm a big movie buff. I mostly watch independent and foreign films. The Wind That Shakes the Barley is a good movie. It's about the troubles in Ireland in the 1920s. Every time the English got killed, I applauded.
Well, my wife would be right there with you. She doesn't like the English either. All right.
Sure.
Well, thanks for the call, Mike. I appreciate it.
By the way, The Brotherhood of the Bell is available on YouTube in
parts.
Yay,
and I wrote this down, too. Okay. All right, and by the way, I need to put out a shout here. Bill in Idaho gave me this message to give out over the airwaves regarding Eric Schein, of whom I've never had on my show. I guess he's got some legal perils. But Elijah Cummings has been doing some things in the behind the scenes to try to alleviate his situation, whatever that may be. So you want to call Mickey Jones at 202-225-4741. And it says mention on the air in regards to Eric Schein. Okay, so I mentioned it. Mickey Jones, 202-225-4741. There you go. Okay, Bill? All right, thank you. Yeah, so anyway, this show has really turned into kind of a movie buff show here. The Brotherhood of the Bell, though, I've heard from a number of different people that was an excellent, even though it was made in 1969, you know, Glenn Ford's a good actor. Remember, he was the father that rescued Christopher Reeve 1978 in the first Superman. You know
that,
Mike?
Yes, indeed, yes.
And he stands out in the annals of my mind in movie history in Superman 1, you know?
Yeah.
So at any rate, okay, so are we still expounding on the subject?
And Glenn Ford also played Admiral Ray Spruance in the movie Midway.
Which
was like one of the first movies in what they called Sensor Round.
Oh, my God. I'm going a trip down memory lane, you see.
Yeah.
Back during the old days, you know, the days of John Wayne and so forth.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, off that subject a minute. So where were we before we got off on the tangent here with the movie situation? I forgot.
Before Brotherhood of the Bell, it was They Live. And so and before that, I don't know anymore. Oh, we were talking about if they know something we don't know.
And you know, again, you know, being objective and you know, from experience of waking up to, you know, the reality and then going, like I mentioned on the air the other day, I go back into this illusion of reality, which is where the mainstream is. And, you know, you're in this twilight zone, if you will. And then you see a movie like this, and by the way, these kind of movies are scattered out through time. You know, V was a very good movie, but it seems that there are certain people in the industry, and we know that the media is owned and controlled by certain factions, Zionist factions, if you will. that there are certain people in the media that do tend to try to put a message out. Another good one is The Island. And if you've seen that movie, that just came out a few years ago, where there are these people that think that they live on this island, and they think that they're, you know, if they win this award or whatever, they get to go off and live happily ever after. And what they really are is kind of an organ farm for the elite. And, you know, you take this into the eugenics program, and whoever it was that wrote and produced that movie may have very well known something that we don't know, because it ties right in with the eugenics program of what these people are trying to do with life extensions and living, you know, for 100, 500, 1,000 years.
Yeah, and the fact that you've got the Chinese doing it already with their political prisoners. You know, they're removing organs from these prisoners and selling them.
Yeah, they're selling them on the open market, and the fact of the matter is that from what I understand with some of the research that I've done, is that, you know, you're working in a slave labor camp, you know, one of these machine factories making these $10 Walmart shirts. You get out of line, you walk out there, they'll shoot you in the head and harvest your organs right there, and they'll sell them out to the highest bidder. Henceforth, these elite, you know, when you're on the list for a liver transplant or lung transplant or heart transplant, you can be on there for years, or kidney transplant, but these elite people can have access to this within a week because of this organ harvesting. And this is another one of these tragic things that's going on behind the scenes that the public at large doesn't know about, which brings me back to, Mike, brings me back to the fact that maybe they know something we don't know. You think?
I would have to concur.
Okay. Are we hearing music?
No. But you will in about 8 seconds.
Oh, okay. Because, well, I'm gonna go by you because my clock. I see. Okay. Well, no, the last time I didn't hear any music, so I don't know. This is Chris over here in the engineering booth, and Chris is screwing with me on the Skype messaging, telling I'll ask him about numbers, and he comes up with one, scholarship 1 and 2 or whatever. And he doesn't give me the numbers that he knows I'm looking for, Chris. So, 8 seconds of music comes. See, and I'm still not hearing the music.
Well, now you've only got 8 seconds.
There we go. All right, the music's there. All right, Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my co-host and co-pilot, Mike Chambers, who has said all of about 30 words this segment.
Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, with my co-pilot, Mike Chambers. And I want to thank Mike for coming on today. And those movies, Mike, I mean, you know, I'm thinking real seriously about plopping them up there on my website and letting people go in and watch them because,
there you,
you
go.
Know, yeah, for people who, and, I, you know, I used to promote Freedom to Fascism all the time, thanks to Aaron Russo, God rest his soul. I've got it up there on my site for people to view. But I thought that was an excellent, I still do, I think it's an excellent movie for people who aren't awake to open their mind and realize that the government doesn't tell them the truth. So it kind of peels right. away that onion and gets inside their head a little bit and allows them to go further. But movies like They Live, you know, you can plop that in there as well. And just to get them open to, you know, being objective and critical thinking, which is very important here. I mean, all of us, all the listeners out there, you know, we need to be on our toes, Mike. We need to watch for things out of the ordinary. We need to watch and you know, when something happens, recognize it for what it is, you know, and, you know, deal with it accordingly. In my world, since I have woke up, which has only been a couple of years, that, you know, I'm very aware of everything that's going on, and every time something happens or every time there's a new presidential order that's made or whatever, now I don't go in and study every detail of it, but I realize the incrementalism and the fact that, yes, indeed, they have taken all of, they've stripped us of our Bill of Rights. Our Constitution is basically shredded, and it's up to us to get it back, and we can't do that without waking people up, Mike.
Yeah, I wholeheartedly agree, and one of the things I've been supporting and touting a lot lately is micro-broadcast FM stations. People get them up because the one-on-one, person-to-person DVD thing, while it's great, we're just not moving fast enough. We need to increase the scale where networks like RBN can go toe-to-toe with people like Fox.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and get these stations up everywhere.
Yeah, it's just like Stat Miller says, we needed more boots on the ground. But
yeah.
You know, and I didn't put out a shout. Folks, if you haven't already got your bumper stickers and your constitutional book there, call 800-724-2719. Talk to Sandra or Julie and have them send it out to you. Okay, slap those bumper stickers on your car. You'll be amazed at the attention you get, maybe sometimes by the wrong people, but at any rate, you'll get some attention. And they're quite attractive, too. You know, it looks real nice on my car. It blends and molds with it very well. So, you know, I don't know how much the listening audiences or the new listeners have come on, but I do know we have some new ones. So I give accolades out there for the people who have put them on. And if you haven't already put them on, please call in and get a bumper sticker. Okay. Have you got one on your car, Mike?
I didn't even know we had bumper stickers till just now.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to have to call Sandra and get a bumper sticker. I've got a citizen's rule.
Yeah, don't call John Statmiller, okay? Call Sandra or Julie, okay? You
okay.
Call John Statmiller, tell him you want a bumper sticker, and you'll be waiting 6 months from now. It still won't show up. No, he told me he was going to put one in the mail to me right away, and 3 weeks later, Julie had to finally do it.
Call the real boss.
I give him credit, though. I mean, John's a busy guy, okay?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and he's always doing something for the benefit of the network. So, you know, I'll cut him a break here, you know?
There you go.
Okay, well, at any rate, man, I really strongly appreciate you coming in and subbing for Lindsay McKenzie, who is going to come on, I believe, next week, and she's going to share with us the country comparisons, and she might just give us the outcome of this endeavor she is undergoing as we speak with the school system. That should be interesting.
Yeah, it should be. And a quick plug for my program, if you don't mind, tonight.
Absolutely, go ahead.
The Midnight Rider right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight we're going to talk about ad slogans. So thank you for all the ad slogans you know. We're going to talk about all that stuff tonight along with conditioning and propaganda.
Now I'm going to show you how old I am. Brush up, brush up, brush up. Get some new iPan. How about that?
That is
all right, man. I'll see you later. Thanks for coming
care.
On, Mike. All right, the end of another day. Great show today. Thanks for listening, folks. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report with my friend John Statmiller, who's a busy little bee, but if you ask him to do something, it might take him some time. So we'll see you tomorrow, Friday, upcoming with Jim Kerwin. It's coming up tomorrow. And maybe Michael Powers, I'm not sure. He's got some other commitments, but we'll see. See you tomorrow. Have a good rest of the day, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.